from Decrypt Media. This is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer, and this is the weekend update for Sunday, June 13th, 2021. Let's get into those crypto prices. Bitcoin is sitting at $36,025, up 0.3% in 24. Ethereum is in the number 2 spot at $2,364, down 3.2%. Tether's in the number 3 spot. Binance Coin, $334, down 2.8% in 24. And Cardano's in the number 5 spot at $1.42, down 2.8%. Rounding off the top 10, we have Dogecoin, XRP, USDC, Polkadot, and Uniswap. Total market cap, we're at $1.51 trillion and a BTC dominance of 44.4%. And moving into some leftovers from Friday, plus I have headlines. One of the first leftovers is a question from a listener. And I asked, remember, last week, what do you think of Trump's comments calling Bitcoin a scam? And they wrote in this, and they wanted me to answer this. And this listener wrote in and said, my question to you is this. You think it's a coincidence that a decentralized blockchain, in parentheses, Solana, is the first to go green after Trump's comment? This is a reach. But possibly the ones who think Trump is successful, in air quotes, rearrange their money in a blockchain that is attempting to protect free speech. End question. And my answer to your question is this. No, I don't think there's any correlation. Unless Solana is working on something directly related to the Trump campaign and protecting free speech, like a dApp or an app, I don't think there's any correlation. I guess I could ask you the reverse question or the inverse question. Why didn't other things go up, or why did other things go down when Trump made those comments? I don't think they have anything to do with free speech. I mean, because look, there, if you want to talk about decentralization, I mean, Bitcoin right there, or any other kind of blockchain or protocol, Ethereum, Zilliqa, Cardano. Why didn't privacy coins go up? Privacy coins could have went up, but they didn't. If we're talking about free speech or protecting your speech on the internet, why didn't something like unstoppable domains become more popular? I don't know. I always feel like they were trying to find reasons why something went up or something went down that just has nothing to do with the outside news. But we see the outside news and go, oh, there's outside news. This is green. This is red. That must be the reason. When the reason is many different reasons. And the market is just the market, and we just don't know sometimes. Anyway, that's the answer to my question, is I don't think there's any coincidence unless there is a specific Solana app or dApp being developed to protect free speech that is related to the Trump campaign, then possibly. Then actually, maybe yes, but I don't know about that. And if there is a specific app or dApp, please let me know. Send me an email. I would love to know about that. Moving into today's headlines, Elizabeth Warren is really attacking cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. She's going with climate change and money laundering and the lack of regulation or clear regulation, which I kind of agree with, but let's just hope that it's not over-regulation. Click the link in the show notes to hear her latest interview and tell me what you think. I'm going to do some more digging into this because I see a lot of politicians coming out to be against Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and blockchain tech, and I don't know why. And there seems to be a whole shift in the narrative inside Washington. Anyway, remember, I'm a Bitcoin and blockchain advocate, and we got to make sure that we keep it going. Another news item that acts as a PSA. A sinister cryptocurrency scam took £200,000 or $282,000 from the pocket of somebody in England the other day. What the fraudsters did is they saw somebody and they saw his online conversation about cryptocurrency and blockchain and Bitcoin and whatever, and they talked him into investing money into a fake brokerage firm, promising big returns on Bitcoin's bull run. Well, long story short, is they ran off with the money, and now he's out $282,000 or £200,000. Remember, not your keys, not your coins. And if you are going to give your money to a brokerage firm, or even these ones that say they're going to pay you interest, if it's BlockFi or Nextdoor or Celsius, just know, not your keys, not your coins. You might lose your crypto. Maybe not, but it's possible. NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, said he believes we're on the cusp of a blockchain-based augmented reality metaverse. Remember to go to my Friday conversation with Boson Protocol. This is actually super interesting. They're talking about building shopping malls in the virtual space and allowing you to buy NFTs of real products. Go outside, go to a real Nike store, and get that pair of shoes. The CEO of NVIDIA envisions a seamless transition between the physical world and the virtual world. Basically, you're saying you can have a pair of AR glasses on and see your NFT art in your house. You can see maybe statues or sculptures. You'll be able to see shopping malls, buy things in AR, see them, get that NFT, go to real stores. They're just saying that this whole thing is just going to come together where AR and VR is just going to be part of our physical world. And they're doubling down on this. And you see other companies coming out with this too. This is absolutely an amazing idea. I can't wait to see it come to fruition. I think we still have a little bit of time though. And finally, moving over to Thailand. The Thai SEC orders exchanges to delist meme coins, NFTs, and social tokens. This includes things like Pisscoin, Cum Rocket, and Dogecoin. The ban was passed on Wednesday, implemented yesterday, and announced today. Exchanges have 29 days to delist these coins. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily Weekend Update. I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling.